Is it? Is it really? So the Authoritarians Party of Albemarle County, the Board of Supervisors, have published their legislative priorities for 2023, and I want to know if any of these make you want to stand up against these authoritarians like so many of the protesters protesting the authoritarians in China or Tehran. I mean, heck, if they can do it, it's got to be a whole lot easier in the Scottsville Magisterial District. Don't tell me, oh, it's too hard. I don't know. Got a lot of people protesting in China, facing a lot more stringent rebuke than you're going to face if you live in the Whitehall District and you run for the Board of Supervisors. Rivanna. God, I remember when Rivanna actually had conservatives on the Board of Supervisors. I digress. So do tell, Mr. Radio Host, what are these legislative priorities? Listen to these and then start swirling them together in a morass of the Authoritarians Party of Albemarle. Priorities for 2023. These are the things that they want the General Assembly to give them permission to do. This is a Dillon Rule state. Albemarle County's government can't do anything unless they get express permission from the General Assembly to do it. The progressives that took over the General Assembly have given them the authority to create these extra taxing zones and things like that that they've already got. These are things they want now. This is their Christmas wish list. They want to be able to enable civil penalties in lieu of criminal punishment for violation of local ordinances. So they want to get money from criminals for stealing your stuff rather than, you know, punishing the criminals for stealing your stuff. They want to expand the authority to use photo speed monitoring devices, so they can tell you were speeding, whether or not there actually had to be a law enforcement officer bonded and sworn to the community that will attest to so in court. But you'll have to pay the court fees anyway. They'll require agricultural buildings used by the public to be subject to minimum safety standards. Have you ever gone to a fundraiser, political fundraiser at somebody's farm and they, you know, hang out in the barn? Yeah, you won't be able to do that anymore under the Authoritarian Party of Albemarle. They want the General Assembly to grant Albemarle County taxing authority for school division capital projects. They already have transportation taxing authority. They want this for school projects. And Sally Hudson has already said she's down with the boogie down on a 1% sales tax in Albemarle County. Albemarle County's Authoritarian Party wants to change eligibility requirements for the Virginia Business Ready Sites program, or government subsidies and partnerships with businesses. This is democratic capitalism. Three wolves, two sheep voting on what kind of restaurant to permit. Bet you it's going to be souvlaki. They want the General Assembly to allow Albemarle County to allow public bodies to hold all virtual public meetings. This is in violation of the Virginia Constitution and in violation to an opinion even Mark Herring had to say was inappropriate. But they want the General Assembly to give them permission to cease holding actual in-person public meetings. And they want the General Assembly to give them special exceptions for short-term rentals to expire under circumstances. So they want to be able to cancel your Airbnb on their whim. So I ask you, if you live in the Rivanna Magisterial District or the Scottsville Magisterial District or the Whitehall Magisterial District, any of this anger you? Any of this make you want to change the authoritarian party of Albemarle to something more conservative, something more American? 2023, all three of those seats are up for election. And I don't have anyone right now running for any of them. And if you have been thinking about it, please let this list knock you off the fence. Please. Thank you for hanging on the line at 434-964-1075. Who's this?
Good morning, Joe. It's Joel. How are you?
Good, Joel. What's going on, my friend?
Isn't everything that where we were considered in crisis, that it's control of the narrative and not, like you said, not following the Constitution,
right,
whether it's state or our Constitution for America? It's controlling the narrative. And why are we I'm not saying this about you, but why are we calling them authoritarian? Why are we? Because we're giving them power by saying that. We're empowering them by saying they have authority. And there's people who are in positions, I guess even the Attorney General, that can come down on some of these situations and modify what they're doing, because if they're not following the state constitution, then their infringement of following state law.
You're right on this. And understand, this is what the authoritarians of Albemarle want. I call them that because that's their covet. That is what they covet. They covet to be dictators of life in the body politic of Albemarle County. They want to tell you what you can do and when you can do it. Diantha McKeel and Ann Malik and Ned Galloway, all these little ne'er-do-wells who couldn't, you know, make it in the real world, want to be able to rule with impunity over your lives. And this list of things that they want is just a master's class in what the authoritarians of Albemarle County are about. Now, they haven't gotten any of them yet. Sally Hudson is down with it. She wants to give it all to them. But right now there's a split house. So we're lucky in the fact that the Republicans run the General Assembly House side, and that this isn't going to make it through. And so, and certainly one would count on Glenn Youngkin to veto any of these crazy things. But this should tell anyone in these magisterial districts why we need people to run against these authoritarians, because it's not whether you want it. They've taken it. They're insistent that, you know, COVID is still, or RSV or whatever the thing is now. I don't know if you heard the story yesterday. They've even renamed your favorite monkeypox. It's now Mpox. Mpox. So these folks want this authority, and we need people to get infuriated enough to run against these people so that we can change the tack. Because three of these seats change in Albemarle County, the whole world changes, and all this stuff starts to go back to normal.
So you were telling me a while back, you said that, I need clarification, that the city and the county are kind of in the same realm. They can kind of make decisions for the county, or am I
money? So independent cities have some autonomy on the things they can do. So if you're chartered as a city, this goes into why I say, though the city of Charlottesville municipally has probably outlived its usefulness and should vote to revert to the county, as an independent city, they have certain autonomy over the Dillon rule that the county does not. But counties have to get permission expressly and legislatively from the General Assembly for any of these things. That's what they call the Dillon rule. And I listen to people go after me all the time. I thought you conservatives liked local government over centralized government. I do. I didn't write the Dillon rule. A UVA professor and a couple of assistants from the ACLU and the NAACP wrote it in the 60s. So the General Assembly it basically sets the laws, and the county governments are there just to execute them.
You know, Joe, what you were talking about, the continuation of of being kind of playing the victim role of, and COVID, and we're still having to wear masks. And why? If somebody wants to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you're immunosuppressed or if you have a contagion, then wear the mask. But I thought we were you know, within control, and it's an endemic now, not a pandemic. But everybody wants to call it a pandemic.
But that's
I guess I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
Well, no, you figured it out. This is how the authoritarians keep the authority, by, you know, wheeling Tony take the shot, leave the cannolis Fauci out onto TV this past weekend and saying, well, now it's COVID plus RVV or RSV or DMV or whatever the hell the infection is that you've got now. So now, you know, it's like these cable channels. It's Disney plus. It's COVID plus. It's COVID plus RSV, COVID plus, you know, Mpox, you know, it's all these things now, so they can continue to scare people into their fealty. And we're continuing to go along with it while, you know, the Chinese, you know, if you protest outside of the people who have spent more time, and I'd be curious to see who spends more time in prison, the Chinese protesters or the people who wound up in the Capitol building on January 6th, 2021, that's remained to be seen. Yes, I went there, but these Chinese protesters are risking far more than you are. They don't have, you know, Thomas in the morning to call into and vent. Right. They don't have the ability to run for these seats on the Chinese Communist Party, and they're out in the streets anyway, saying enough with these COVID lockdowns.
Because they're controlling the narrative. They're controlling what you think, what you see, what you want to believe, and I don't understand why people want to call themselves a Democrat, other than
power. If,
what kills me is I go to the gym, right? I swim early in the morning. I talk to some people, and he goes, "Well, I'm a liberal," and then when I hear them talking about how they go shopping, they go, "I'm not going to spend that much. Oh, I need a coupon. This is on sale." But they want our government to spend money like it comes out of our ass, you know. And it's like, okay, why do you feel that about your individual right to use your own money the way you have your money buying in stores and stuff, or however you want to shop or whatever you want to spend it on? But then you want government to spend our money to no end, and you don't complain about that. You just say you're a liberal. It's like total stupidity. I hope I made sense.
You know, it's the cool kids club. I want to root for the winner. I want to root for Tom Brady and the Patriots, or I want to root for Alabama. Yeah. You know, it's all about, I just want to be with a wiener, as Louis Tiant once said. But I must run to the break, my friend. Okay. You have a great morning. Just keep on keeping on. All right.
All right, and I'll say dobre utro to you too.
The original social media. Call Joe Thomas in the morning on anything.
What are you?
Really?
I'm Batman.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Something.
Joe Thomas in the morning, and our friends from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming back in town. The tour, if you follow them on Facebook, many of you started to. Knowing that we're bringing them back to Charlottesville, we have. There's been some great pictures from the shows, and they'll be here December 15th for their show, Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Ticket sales benefit the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank and Toy Lift Charities, and just going to the show benefits you. There's nothing wrong with you know, going, plugging into something that'll recharge you and send you on into Christmas season fully charged. So before we go to the news, we were talking about, and by the way, I'll have free tickets at Moose's by the Creek today between noon and 1, and then all next week at Blue Ridge Area Food Bank drop-off sites. You can see the locations of where we'll be doing these free ticket giveaways, and then you can enter to win there as well at WCHV.com or through the free Seville 107.5 smartphone app. So the Board of Supervisors have decided that they're going to lose any more elections. Their hubris has been unzipped and is just laying there on the counter. They've asked for the following list of things to be given to them by the General Assembly. This is their Christmas wish list of things they want the authority to do. And in no particular order, they want to be able to, on a whim, levy civil penalties in lieu of criminal punishment for violation of local ordinances. Now, this one is just the most illuminative of them all. So instead of changing law, instead of asking the General Assembly to change law, they want the ability to pick and choose more laws which they will enforce and how much they'll enforce it. I mean, it's bad enough you've got George's puppet prosecutor in the Albemarle County Commonwealth Attorney's Office deciding what is and isn't a crime based on what he will or won't prosecute. Now you'll have another layer, another extrajudicial layer where you could have your home robbed and the Board of Supervisors deciding, well, just pay us a $1,000 fine to the county. Hey, what about my house? Well, you're a white supremacist. You're part of the authoritarian party of Albemarle County exposing the fact that for all these years, you and I have been absolutely right. They don't believe in private property ownership. It offends them. Not their private property. They are special people. They want to be able to put up speed cameras so that without ever having a bonded and sworn law enforcement officer step into a courtroom and testify that they caught you speeding, they can just fine you. Because, you see, the speed cameras are a one-time cost. Law enforcement officer costs a lot of money, training and retirement. They want the state to give them taxing authority so they can just generate more largesse for their largesse, or maybe the other way around, with local sales taxes. And despots are going to despot. And this little band of despots in Albemarle County. Oh, sure, you may have gone to school with these are despots. They want to allow public bodies to hold all virtual public meetings. Now, I will remind you that the Attorney General of the Commonwealth of Virginia once wrote that in emergency circumstances, certainly using online virtual meeting platforms for simply the emergency proceedings can be applicable. But for the day-to-day operation of a government, it is inadequate. And those are the words not of Attorney General Jason Miaris. No, those were the words of then Attorney General Mark Herring. But without so much as a cough or a sniffle or a visit from Lorna Forlano or Lola Falana or whoever it is that's from the infectious disease wing of Virginia.gov, they want to put their public meetings back under Ralph Northam's white sheet. They want to borrow Ralph Northam's white sheets and start putting them over all the furniture in the Lane Auditorium and cease having public meetings with we the people. There are 3 seats up for election in 2023 in Albemarle County: Rivanna, Scottsville, and Whitehall. Please, as you are my witness, somebody, you, stand up and say, not on my watch. You've crossed the Rubicon. As if they haven't crossed a dozen Rubicon tributaries up to this point. But this bunch has to be stopped. And the only way they're going to be stopped if they start losing some elections. And 2023 is the next one.
The one thing you don't have to worry about being more expensive. Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Well, can't you see that's the last act of a desperate man?
We don't care if it's the first act of Henry V. We're leaving.
And so the emails begin to come in on the Albemarle Authoritarians. Wait, what?
I will choose a
it does what? And of course, everyone's. We still have some freedom of movement, and you know, with the assessments, I see what's going on. And this email from Daniel, it says, "Joe, my house has been on the market, and I am ready to head to Florida. There are places in this country that respect the rule of law, and they respect the citizens' individual rights and liberties, and I am moving there. And if they fall, I'll go find some country somewhere else. Maybe it'll be China by then." Yeah, all right, you know what? Just download the free smartphone app and keep listening. And part of it, you know, deals with what we watched in Maricopa County and the fact, oh, hey, by the way, fun fact. Guess what kind of voting machines are used in Maricopa County, Arizona? Only county in Arizona to use the Dominion voting systems like we use here in Albemarle County. So certainly I can understand how you would feel the, you know, the fix is in and they're just going to, and they are, they're much better. I was listening to Newt Gingrich the other day who said the Republicans think get out the vote campaigns revolve around radio and TV ads and mailers. The Democrats view get out the vote campaigns as renting minivans and driving people physically to the poll. And that may be the most apt description. And it doesn't even have to do with, you know, vote harvesting and all the other things that conservatives find to be unconstitutional and are very affront to the idea of this country. But they are there right now. And if we want to change them, we need to win over the Virginia General Assembly and we need to win over the houses of our local unholies. We can't just shrug and say, well, you know, the trailing spouses of the professors are all Democrats, so they have, you know, 16-hour days to, you know, go out and do all these things. Okay, well, all right, then pack up the U-Haul and head to Miami Beach. Hell, the city of Miami has a conservative mayor. So don't tell me it can't change. Loudoun County just voted in the protections for parents from perversions in their classroom.
More parents in Virginia will get to review sexually explicit content before it's taught. The Loudoun County School Board approved that new policy last night.
Is that because everyone moved out of Loudoun County and headed to Florida? I mean, I've seen the lights go out on Main Street back here in Charlottesville 2017. And I hear from people all the time, I don't go downtown. I don't buy anything from anyone in Albemarle County or Charlottesville. I won't even participate in a business, even if I know the business owner is conservative, because they allow this to happen. It's not about an allowance. It's about fighting back against a campaign that's simply about getting a few authoritarians power over other people's money. And while we as Christian men and women can feel bad about the corruption of these people's hearts and souls to the point where they think that's their duty to work day and night so that a few crippled souls in the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, yeah, right now I'm looking at this list, there's some crippled souls on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, and I pray for them. When I see the things that they want to do, and the Chinese Communist Party tactics that they use to get them, and the Chinese Communist Party behavior they use to administer them. I pray for them. I pray for their enlightenment. But as I'm doing that, I also know that we need people to run against them. And I don't care if you're a Democrat and you think that this is a bridge too far, then run against them. Primary some of these people. These seats on this board of supervisors are not a birthright. Go ahead. If you're a member of the Democratic Party and you're listening to this idea that the county will allow for public meetings to no longer be held in public, we used to all yell at me about civil liberties and the voice of the people, and okay, great. Primary some of these people that want this to be the General Assembly's agenda for Albemarle County. We have to build a coalition against this and put people on this board who are going to remember that they work for the people, not the other way around. And 2023 is our first chance to do it, as long as people don't all move to Florida.
Being tuned in means
no algorithms throttling your content.
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.